Evander's day to day, so you know he'll probably need to get some practice time in before he gets going. So he hasn't practiced with us for a while, so he won't be a player for tomorrow. And he's still day to day.
See how happy you are with Chris Thorburn filling in that spot temporarily?
I think Chris Thorburn's done a really good job. Yeah, you know he's filled in well on that line. Take the numbers even out of it as far as numbers. You know, I don't usually go that way anyway. But his play has been good. And the funny thing that he's added, it's the whole line is connected pretty good. Like they look like they've got some chemistry going. Right now he's done well. I think that he plays a game where they know what they can expect from him. He's a guy with weight, and they utilize him well.
Team ready to get back in against some heavier opponents from your own division and conference?
I don't think we forgot what conference we're in because we went out east. I think there'll be a quick reminder of that against St. Louis. We won't forget too quickly. Should be a good game.
How do you view the road trip overall? 4 of 6 games. You know, anytime you go on the road, I would imagine that's successful.
Well, I don't view a road trip necessarily always on results, although we are in a result business. I think the road trip was a pretty good road trip. I think we know we could have done a little bit better possibly, but you got to be keeping things in perspective. I think it was a decent road trip. More than that, I think we accomplished a lot of things. I look at things a little deeper than just the game and the score and how many or what the record brings. I think there's some things that got created on the road that was a real help to us.
Has John Albert been a surprise at all? I know you know who he is and what he's done down there, but when you brought him in, has he exceeded any expectations or just your assessment of his play, I guess?
Well, we knew John from training camp and from the past, and I've talked to Keith. I talk to Keith usually once a week about different things that are going on with his team. So I think the big thing with John is he's exceeded expectations. He was playing real well there. I think he deserved to come up and play. And you know what? He has really good speed, and he's a battler. And he's played well. He's played well in that role. And he looked good in practice again today. And he looks like he's fitting pretty good. That's what speed does, though. Speed can, if you compete with speed, you can fit in pretty good as long as you can think a little bit. And he's done that. He's done good with that line.
You talked about the team growing in some important ways on the trip. Do you feel like they've grown in the area of understanding better what it takes to win on a consistent basis?
I'd have to think that we did, and we do. We've learned that, I think. We'll see. That'll happen a little bit, but you guys will judge it by results. I'll look at it a little bit differently, but I'd have to say that I think we have a better understanding of who we are or what we can do. The issue with our team is that most games are close games, so you have to look at it not only with the results. If we show up to compete for 60 minutes, I think the results will take care of themselves, but we're in close games and they can go either way. But I think we can win those a majority of those games. I think we're good enough.
Is that what you meant then when you said that some things that happen on the road that should be helpful is that learning to compete for 60 minutes?
I think so. That's part of it. That's part of the things that we've learned, I think. And I think the camaraderie with the players has been good. I think that I sense the players are, first of all, enjoy winning more than not winning. And I think that I think we're in a good place right now. We got a big week. This week can really test you. You know, we got some good opponents, so we'll see where we stand. We've got to play the games, and if we can continue to have a good week, then that'll really help us. It'll help our confidence. It'll help a lot of things.
Anything particular you do to avoid against that first game back letdown? It can happen.
Yeah, usually you don't bring it up.
Yeah.
So next road trip when you come back.
How do you view on Zach Bogosian?
You know what, Zach's, he's hit a bump in the road. He's a little ways away, but he's hit a bump in the road there a little bit. We'll just leave it at that.
Is that a setback or?
No, it's not a setback.
You're sitting 18th overall. Is it too early to be concerned about where you're sitting in the standings? Is it too early to start looking at that line?
I wouldn't go. I don't care to go there with the 18th or whatever we are. I think we have to focus on playing well and building on what we've done, what we've got going, and just kind of chip away. I think we have to, you know, I think for us, is the 500 has been the grade for us, and we have to get a little bit over that and start climbing up a little bit more. We know what we have to do. I don't think we have to be reminded of that. We could help ourselves a great deal this week because we're dealing with divisional opponents and they're 4-point games. If we were able to grab, you know, two clean points per game, that would really help us. And we'll see, you know, we'll see where it goes. That's the beauty of sports. It plays itself out.
You work with every player on the team on an almost daily basis, individually in some cases. When you work with the veteran players and the leaders on the team, are you also working to help them grow as leaders, or do you kind of trust them to take that role and run with it?
Yeah, I think you're always helping people. You're helping your leaders as well, and sometimes helping is stepping back. That's just part of learning how to teach and how to be an effective teacher. So I think you have to do things differently and just trust your instincts and when you should help. But to answer your question, you know, I think I do help the players and the leaders, and that's not always by going in every week or 2 weeks and having meetings.